Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a Hosehead production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Fucking Aaron's got to put some bass in his voice.
Oh, man. So yeah, actually, I was actually just at the store the other day. I saw this this black kid was riding down the street on a bicycle, and fuck, it looked exactly like mine. I ran back home just to check if it was still there. Opened the garage, and no, it was still there, begging for food.
That's brutal, man.
Yikes, dude! Don't quit your day job, Billy. That shit sucked. I'll be honest, bro.
That's funny. So welcome everybody back to the show. Welcome to Strange Brew Podcast. You know me, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Reptilian. We have Bilbo Baggins, and we are joined by the one and only Juan. You know him from Strange Wands back in the day. The homunculologist, is that how you say it?
Yeah, the only Juan, bro. The Juan and only, yeah. All right?
The Juan and only.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this should be fucking awesome, man. I'm pretty excited. A lot of the fans will be familiar from when we used to do our Strange Wand series, which is still up on the show. A lot of the episodes are, but they're blended now kind of into what Strange Brew is now kind of thing. So we took out the Strange Wands little thing and just put what we talked about. Because we did the Black Knight Satellite. We did a bunch of fun stuff. So make sure you did
a whole bunch of episodes, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
crazy. I think over 50, right?
I know, it's nuts. And then somewhere on Patreon, some of the older ones. And then, Billy, how are you, sir?
I am just dandy.
Are you?
Feeling fresh, feeling alive.
Feeling white and pasty.
I've gotten no sun apparently, but I'm telling you, man, this camera makes it look worse. I'm a little better than this. Not much better, but slightly darker, I'd say.
Well, I'm drinking vodka like usual.
Are you trying to be black, Billy? Is that what you're trying to do, dude?
No, I am actually under this.
Oh.
It's like if I get a cut or something, like it's just, you see it underneath.
Know what you need to do? You need to leave Canada, put a turban on your head, come in back into Canada, and then they'll pay your subsidy, your wages. 70% of subsidy wages. Yeah, it's crazy. So my tax dollars are going to pay for people to come in this country and work at Tim Hortons. Up to 70%. Pretty
Tom,
crazy.
What's the point of live streaming to Twitch? But not anywhere else. Bro.
Oh, right now? No, just because we were going to actually put this out there in a couple weeks when the actual full episode comes out. But Billy wanted to stream it to Twitch so his friends could watch.
Oh.
That's literally what we're doing. Because once it releases to everywhere in a couple weeks or whatever, then we'll be live streaming and everyone will believe that we are live right now. So make sure to call.
Yeah, yeah. I've done it a couple of times, bro. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to space out so much stuff that we have going on. I have like a bank full of episodes ready to go. So we're going to be talking about the homunculus. Juan is really gonna, he's gonna bring us into the folds of what this is, because this is kind of like connected to alchemy and occult magic and all that stuff. So do you want to kind of like bring us kind of into the folds of it a little bit?
Just a tip, the esoteric foreplay. So did, have you ever done stand-up, Billy, by any chance?
I would love to.
Have you, yeah. Have you tried, Tom? Have you tried?
Not yet. I've had people tell me I should, but I just feel like my jokes would be so offensive.
Yeah, and also I did do, I did try stand up for the first time ever.
I saw that
a month ago or something like that.
And
I, yeah, I believe I have done the only set in existence in history about the homunculus. It was a straight homunculus set.
That's so
and
fun.
I didn't completely bomb. I don't know if the people were being nice or what. There was over 200 people there. So hopefully, I don't know if they were being nice or what, because they knew it was my first time. I had a heckler in the front. It was weird. I kept looking at this lady's face who was just visually disgusted what I was saying. It was really bizarre. It was a weird experience.
It'd be hard not to like observe the audience, like especially when you're first time and you're just in front of a stage and being like, and it's crazy because you posted, I saw that when I finally listened to the episode, that Cat Williams even brought it up on Joe Rogan, the homunculus. Oh, yeah. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty weird, man.
See, the only thing is, like, when you're doing a set like that, like, is it, because honestly, like, I know nothing about this at all. Like, it was, so, it the kind of common knowledge for the room? Or?
Well, it really helped that I was opening up for Sam Tripoli, which his whole podcast is conspiracy. So it was the perfect crowd. There was a ton of people there that I knew. So it was the perfect storm. And that's why I kind of, I don't know why I did it, honestly. Like, I don't, like, I was, dude, I was so nervous. I almost, like, I was about to faint before, like, going on and everything.
I can imagine, yeah.
I guess, you know, sometimes you got to challenge yourself and keep pushing forward to push yourself out of your comfort zone to be able to grow in some sort of way, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a little traumatic. Would I do it again? Under the right circumstances, absolutely. I have plenty of stuff. I was really nervous the way it was, and it was my first time. Because the thing is, when you're doing stand-up right here, we can crack a joke, and, you know, between the three of us,
we
laugh. Well, you got to understand, up there, if you have 200 people, the feedback is real time. So it's all about cadence. It's all about delivery. Because if you're talking, you can't just talk over everyone. You know, blah, 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 and like, you have to laugh. You have to use the silence for your advantage sometimes. And again, it was just my first time. But
yeah, Billy's always wanted to try it, but he's like used to people laughing at him.
I don't care what kind of laughter there is. If it's at me or with me, like if you're laughing, you're laughing.
I have a feeling that Billy might be a homunculus. Here. So let's get into it, because
all right, let's go.
It kind of looks like you, Billy.
Fuck you.
So the homunculus is one of these topics that is bizarre to hear about, and it's 100%. Even more bizarre how they're created. But essentially, a homunculus is a magical little man. Okay. And the one that you're putting up, that's an actual medical representation that they use. That's called the cortex man. And the term homunculus in medical terms is the neural map of the parts of your body that your brain controls. So there you go. That's the cortex man. So the word homunculus is an actual medical term. Now, the alchemical homunculus, which is the one that everyone knows and loves, which was invented in the 16th century, again, is this little magical man that was created through alchemy. And this is where it gets weird, because you have this magical blood and bones talisman, essentially, which you're able to acquire godlike powers from, magical powers from. But it was up to the practitioner as to what to do with the final product. So you could have your homunculus and you could let it grow into old age, and it would bring forth. And I have a homunculus owner's manual too. It's 33 pages of, like, how to care for your homunculus.
It's like a fucking chia pet.
It's the only comic book about the homunculus. Okay,
that's so weird.
You can get that on my website. But the homunculus, you can either let it grow into old age, and it brings forth giants, dwarves, goblins, mythical and mystical creatures. Like, it's a weird kind of thing. Or you can unalive the thing and use its body parts, its various body parts for various powers. Now, where we get the results that you get from using it are in these grimoires. So there's actual entire books on magic that instruct you how to create a homunculus or humanoid, because the term homunculus wasn't invented until the 16th century, how to create a humanoid and what to do. There's it's recipes broken down one by one.
It's like that Jew shit, right? The golem or whatever they call that shit.
Kind of sort of like the Jew shit. Okay. My homunculi are running around right now in the house.
You know, what is that? The clay man that they make out of clay and then they make him into a creature.
Listen, dude. So the golem, they both relate to each other, the homunculus and the golem, because one is they're both artificially created life.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we know is real. We know that nowadays they're creating, literally, dude, in Israel, speaking of the Jews, Israel, they created an entity in a lab without a father or as 9 or 10 months ago, bro. Look it up. So, and the reason they created this entity is because by law, you have 14 days that when you have an embryo in a lab setting, a human embryo, you have to kill it after 14 days. By them making a synthetic, because it's a synthetic embryo.
Yeah, I don't think they don't follow laws, though.
They don't got to do anything with it because it's in the gray area. So we get into the ethics, the bioethics of artificially created life, which they were arguing about in the 1500s and in the 16th century. There was dudes having entire conversations as to if homunculi were human or not. So again, it's this whole part of history, which if you look at the first stories of creation, Egyptian, Mesopotamian, Hindu, Zoroastrian, Judaic, right? Judaism, all those stories of creation feature what? A man made from the clay and animated into, breathe life into this.
Then we get the woman out of the rib, you know, she's less
all
than.
That is, again, it's artificially created life through the power of God, because God is all powerful.
Yeah.
But these alchemists were trying to do just that. They were like, listen, alchemy is one of these things where unlimited money. Yeah, I can make all the gold I want. I can make all the silver I want. All right, well, how am I going to spend all this money that I got now? Well, I'll create the elixir of life. Okay, well, I'm feeling kind of old right now. Okay, that's fine. You become younger, and then you're like, all right, well, I don't really... I want to control reality. Okay, let's step outside of space and time and control reality from that point. It's like alchemy has all the check marks checked in the occult. Where I call it the utility knife of the occult, because you can literally do, they have all the bases covered. That's where you get all these stories of these immortal alchemists, these immortal adepts that achieved the magnum opus. And dude, in the 1920s, the OSS was looking for Fulcanelli, one of the last greatest alchemists, because he had revealed the secrets of nuclear power 5 years before the Manhattan Project. An alchemist. They were looking for them. They were like, okay, who is this guy and who does he work for? Okay. And he had disappeared years before, like 10 years before that, because he had achieved the magnum opus. And there's a funny part where one of his pupils sees him. It's the famous cross-dressing Fulcanelli, because what ends up happening is in alchemy, there's various magnum opi. I guess that's how you would say opus, right? Multiple. There is the philosopher's stone. You have the red stone and the white stone. You have the divine androgen, which is like the divine hermaphrodite, which if you look at Hollywood, that's why I think there's a lot of this agenda going forward. They're trying to feminize men more. You got Drake with the painted nails. I got evidence that Drake might be making homunculi. I mean, we can get into that later on.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
We got all that stuff. And so there's the philosopher's stone, the divine androgen, the elixir of life, which is one of those other ones where you drink and you become younger. And there's stories of these alchemists that would go through these transformations that would drink this elixir of life. Their hair would fall out. Their nails would fall out. Their teeth would fall out and they would regrow back again, and they'd be younger. And then there's the homunculus, which is.
Do you think that this stuff is all possible in the realm of possibility in the reality that we exist in?
100%, because the reason that they believe this, the reason that they believed it was because we know that all things are made of the same component, which is an atom. So the same atoms that are in gold are in lead. And they believe that these minerals were in different stages of their lives. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why they call it projection, because you're projecting it to its highest and most purest form. But that's essentially what alchemy is. It's the breaking down of matter and putting it back together in a more perfected form. So who does that? Well, God does that. He puts things together and they're perfect. He's the divine architect. He's the great alchemist. They view him as the great alchemist. That's what the watchers are. The watchers are watching God, the divine alchemist, at work. And if we trace back the origins of alchemy come from the watchers, from these angelic beings that came down and mated with the daughters of men. And they were like, listen, give me that pussy and I'm going to give you the secrets of reality. All right. So that's how it was. They taught the daughters of men the art of metallurgy, of makeup, which is interesting because there's this guy who has linked the Nephilim with looking like clowns.
It's interesting
that the Nephilim taught the daughters of men about makeup.
Yeah, that's really weird. And this is connections to like the Anunnaki and stuff and how and Little and El and stuff and them coming down. And it's really weird. I just want to know, what is with this guy? Why does he look so much like Billy? I'm just kidding. but like, what is with like the big ass hands? The one guy's got a pretty big wong. Well,
what
on
do
him.
You use the most? What do you use the most in your day to day life?
Oh,
your
hands. So you're weird. On your phone all the time. How is that guy jerk off, man?
You talk the most, so that's why, you know, you got the most sensitivity around your lips and your hair. You talk the most. Yeah. And again, your homunculus.
Are we
talking
about me or that guy? What's going on right now?
Listen, dude, you might be Tom's homunculus. Who knows, dude? Everyone's homunculus is different depending on the stimuli it receives. And this is
look at that guy. He's science, back in, bro. Is this guy, so if their dick is bigger, it means they use their dick more often, right?
That's your second head, bro.
Yeah, it's true. That one looks like that one's kind of like a black homunculi, though.
Oh my god.
This sounds a lot like some weird Jewish magic shit, not gonna lie.
So the golem is the sort of, you know, the cybernetic AI type of thing where a golem is formed fully formed, you know, is a full grown man, and they're programmed to do one thing. Now, in the lore, they were programmed to guard people. They were programmed, and then it got really weird because I went down this entire rabbit hole where sometimes I'll read like some crazy lore or something crazy that sounds wild. Like, yo, they were doing this. And I was like, there's no way they were doing that. And then I do a deep dive and I find the source.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, they were doing that. So it turns out that the Jews were actually the ones that created the first fleshlights, the first sex dolls, because not only were they using the golem for chores around the house, they were also making female golems.
So I could fuck him.
But hey, Tom, that pussy's kosher, so it's not a sin, okay?
The mailman. Guy was trying to cast a spell on me, you know, like a wizard or something.
So they said it wasn't a sin.
Fucking disgusting.
Because it was created by man. As long as it wasn't created by God, it's all right.
I don't think they think anything is a sin. As you read into the Talmud and shit, these people practice like the worst type of shit, the most perversion. If you go to the Weimar Republic in the 1920s.
Is that actually the rule, though? Created by man, it's okay. Created by God, that's the difference?
Yeah. That's what it said. When they accused this rabbi of... I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of his name. It's a familiar name. When they accused him of like, hey, why are you doing lewd acts with your golem? He's like, no. This wasn't created by God. Therefore, it's not a creation. It's not a divine creation. I created it.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they did to Barack Obama?
Probably, bro. So they always try and find like a loophole, almost as if You don't think that God, the all-powerful entity that rules reality, is going to see through your bullshit that you're trying to find a loophole in reality? Like, you seen there's one sect of I think it's like Amish or something like that, where they operate the forklift from like all the way in the back with like some long levers, because as long as they're not sitting in it, it's okay with their gun.
Like, it's like soaking, bro. Have you ever soaked before? Billy, you know what soaking is, right?
Yeah.
If people don't know, it's where you can, supposedly, if there's no emotion, then it's not really sex. So you so if I'm having sex with Chelsea and I'm not supposed to because I'm Amish and I'm too young and I'm not married yet, then I just sit my dick inside of her pussy, and then Billy's underneath the bed and he moves the bed into motion, and then I'm not really having sex. It? Because you're my homunculus.
under the bed doing a push-up. So... yeah, they always find these loopholes to trick God, and essentially
it sure seems like they're doing that shit. If you go like and look into some of the stuff that's going on, they're trying to bring about their Messiah because their Messiah never came. So they always try to find loopholes to push their magic book. You know, that's what they're doing.
It's not so much like loopholes as like a term of like getting things done the way you want it to get done without having the answer for something, because you feel like you now have an excuse for it.
Execute the red heifer.
Like, look, I did exactly what you want. I'm so sorry. I thought that would have been okay. Like, that's so, kind of the, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that, Thomas. So the cow is an important aspect in all of this. And there's and throughout history, you see that they've worshipped the cow a lot, right? And now,
Indian people bathe in cow shit, man.
My buddy. Paranoid American has speculated that some of these grimoires are talking about the creation of mushrooms, because if you think about a little man, a one-legged man that gives you powers when you eat its body or consume parts of its body. What does that sound like? It sounds like a psychedelic trick where you eat this thing that comes from a cow, because there's always this similar component where you need the cow. Now, my favorite recipe, which doesn't have to do with the creation of a homunculus, but is in the same recipe book, the Liber Vacae, the Book of the Cow, is a 9th century grimoire that talks about, it's 40 different experiments, 80 in total, 40 in two books, major, minor. And in this book, there's a particular experiment on how to artificially create bees. Okay. And in order for you to create these artificial bees, you're supposed to start off with a cow, and you cut off its head, and you plug it all up. You sew everything up, right? And you put it in a room. And then you're supposed to, before you cut it up and sew it up, you're supposed to beat the cow carcass to a pulp with the biggest dog dick you can find. Now, some people say that is a mistranslation. Some people actually say that it's supposed to be the biggest stick you can.
It's got to be a dog dick. It has to be. There's no way the bees will form unless that particular mixture.
Listen, dude. That's what it says. All right. You're supposed to, in some translations, it says place the dog dick on the top of it. In other translations, it says beat it. And so,
right, when Michael the Chinese eat dogs, do they keep the dick for magic?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because during the time when the whole Ukraine thing came out, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was you don't remember this part that I'm about to tell you, but there was a large shipment of donkey dicks that were seized going to Nigeria from China. Okay. But around this same time was when there were the Ukraine super soldier stories going around, where there was allegedly this soldier that they would shoot at and wouldn't die. It was like invincible. And if you think about all this, right, you mentioned, because this gets into the moon children and messiahs. Okay, this is where it gets weird, because there's something that I in my book that I'm writing about this, I titled the chapter Artificial Messiahs, because in a lot of stories of creation, a lot of these messiah figures come from a virgin birth. Now, the interesting part about that is that there were entire debates, and this is controversial, there were entire debates on rather if Jesus was a homunculus or not. Okay.
They think he was Thoth, too.
There were grown men of the church arguing about the validity of Jesus being homunculus or not. And there was two guys arguing back and forth. And it's hilarious because when you read these accounts, they're like, it's the OG Twitter wars where this guy would write this entire volume hitting on this other guy. And then this guy would write back and it was just like tomes, brother, just slanging those tomes of books, just talking shit about one another. And there's evidence and there are records about the physics behind the birth of Jesus and how it would fall under the concept of a homunculus. And that's why he was getting magical.
But there's theories too that when they translated virgin from the original text, it actually just meant young lady. So, and there's like people tracing back that he had a grandmother, wild shit,
crazy shit. Yeah.
Because the story's been passed down so often. Like even in the David Icke book I'm reading, he talks about how it's like it all goes back to some Viking lore too. Like there's been these stories retold.
Yeah, Thomas. But think about this, Tom. Think about this. What if it's not the same story? What if it's individual stories? Because what if, just thinking outside the box here, what if it's a form of technology? Because who also wrote about artificial messiahs? The child of thy bowels, mm-hmm. Aleister Crowley. And Aleister Crowley talked about, and it might just be about, Billy, about the anal birth of the homunculus.
Why would it come through the butthole?
Listen, because it's supposed to be, I'm serious, this is history. It is about the unconventional birth of a messiah. So through a method that wouldn't be conventional, a perversion of something sacred, okay? So instead of it being born from a woman, it's born from an asshole of a man. Now, check this out, because this is rooted in lore, because the Gnostics, there was a sect of Gnosticism who believed that inside of your asshole was an entire different world and dimension.
You should see.
Billy's like, God, he's bent over the fucking mirror in another mirror and just like, we're trying to get the perfect angle.
In the 16th century, there are writings of Paracelsus, and his name is Philippus Areolus Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim.
Why does his name have to be so long?
He's the father of the homunculus, okay? He is the father of modern-day toxicology. Because of him, we have anesthesia. Because of this guy, okay? Because of this five-foot little troll-looking guy, right? Huh. The archetype of the mad scientist, we have writings of his that the church needed to stop the molestation of, you know, right? We know what happens in the church with the
they fuck little boys, yes.
And all that stuff, right? Not for the sake of...
Everyone knows.
Not for the sake of stopping that from happening, but because it could lead to anal birth of homunculi.
That's the weirdest fucking shit. It's weird in the terms of like flipping things on its head, especially with like Luciferianism and Satanism and having it being like the opposite of what it's actually supposed to be, like through a vaginal birth. That's not how I say it. Vaginal birth. You know, like it would be like the flip of that, right? So everything's got to be subverted in some sort of way. Is the rabbi sucking the penis after they cut the tip of it? Does that have anything to do with magic? Billy?
That's just weird, bro.
I was going to say, that might be a different
thing. No, they actually do that.
They circumcise the dick because they think circumcising their dick means they're covenant with God. And then the rabbi's like, dick pops.
Sucking on the tip.
The blood after they cut it, man.
It's weird.
That's the religion is fucked the same way like some of my Christian friends where I'm like, do you eat the body of Christ and drink the blood? I was like, because if you do, that comes strictly from the Vatican and it's a symbolism of cannibalism.
I like what they're doing now. It's bread and wine. It's much.
Yeah, no, but it's supposed to be.
It's a ritual.
So So when you put it in your mouth, and they believe that when you put it in your mouth and you drink it, at that point that it makes contact, it actually, the molecules turn in, the Holy Spirit swaps out that substitute, the bread, and it's actually the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ.
You know,
I mean, that's the whole thing.
You know, I wish I had a sound effect for when we're talking about the Jew sucking the boy penis. Was, don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your... That commercial, it's like just telling kids not to put shit in their mouth. It's such a wild thing, because there's, I think that reality is not as real as we think it is. I've always thought this, mushrooms will do that to your brain too, and that it would make kind of sense that there would be ways and rituals, like chaos magic. Eventually we'll dive into that in an episode, even if Juan wants to come back on for something like that, because that's like a real thing where you put your intent into something and then you put it out there, and this has happened to numerous people where they do some sort of ritualistic magic and it brings them something, and they've proven that this has happened many times.
Yeah, it's manifestation, but I mean, I think it goes deeper than that. It just shows that, I think, that intent and the power of mind or consciousness or whatever it is has some influence over reality itself. I mean, it may be involved, because the thing about chaos magic is because it's all about intent, and it throws out all the mumbo jumbo bullshit of the ceremonial aspect of dressing up, and which all that has its place too in the whole magical realm of things, because it's meant
to feel like you're a wizard, man.
Yeah, putting yourself in that state of mind, putting yourself in that train of thought. So that's why they do all the weird stuff that they do. Now, I do believe that this concept of the homunculus, whether you want to call it a test tube baby, or we know that they are growing animals in false matrixes nowadays. We know that they're doing hybrids. Cloned meat, and the first ever human animal hybrid in 1998 was actually half man, half cow.
Mm. Okay. They really loved their cows. Hey, what is with that shit, man?
If that was
the bovine blood, you can substitute human parts with a cow, right? That's why you can also substitute, they put pig heart valves in people and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they can use pigs for that. I knew that. Bailey, what were you going to say?
You said that was 1998?
1998, the first ever.
Okay, human. So what about all the other ones that are claimed to be those? People like Obama, just for example, or like Taylor Swift.
Well, they cloned a sheep in the 80s. That's they did that.
Yeah, first. But things like that, like, you're saying they weren't from like babies. Those were just like pop-up ones, like you're full adult now.
No. So the half human, the half cow and half human, it was just like a starting to become. They allegedly, again, we have to kill it after 14 days, right?
Yeah.
Wink, wink. No, now you have to kill it. The ethics of it. But so here's where it gets interesting, because you have as far back as the second century BC. Okay, I'm talking about way before Christianity and all these. There were concepts similar to the idea of a homunculus that I've talked about, where the homunculus in the broader scope of things goes from like a metaphysical, right? So here's the timeline. Here's back then, here's now. And it went from like a metaphysical aspect type of thing to kind of physical. And then it takes on a more physical type of thing where like they can create it in the lab. Okay, here we are, you know, false entities, to then back again to this weird metaphysical thing where in the second century BC, the Taoists, they believed, it's funny how history repeats itself, because these monks believed that they could impregnate themselves. Okay, now hear me out. They would impregnate themselves. Now, well, that was symbolic or literal.
Is that like one of the things where like they stick their own penis in their ass and then come inside their asshole?
I was going to say that. I was like, if it's long enough, I guess.
All right. I don't know about that part.
But did say you could make a homunculus from the butthole, right?
That's one of the the conceptualized recipes, I guess. Like the concept is, the literature is there to support that idea.
You know, okay? Us take nothing seriously.
There's got to be turkey basers back then too.
So these monks would impregnate themselves, and it's called an immortal embryo.
A man monk.
So through meditation, not through putting your dick in your own butt, but through semen retention, because they believe, okay, this was the logic back then. They were like, if me blowing my load inside this woman creates a baby, what happens if I keep it inside?
Yeah.
So, and what happens if I meditate for a very, very long time? Well, I have something grow inside of me. And that's what they believe. They believe that they were growing this immortal embryo. Now, the immortal embryo served a couple of purposes. And this is where it gets really interesting, because the immortal embryo, once it hatched from the guy's forehead and came out into reality, whether that was a real thing or not, who knows, right? We'll leave it up for speculation. The immortal embryo served as, again, another loophole. Here we have this other loophole where as long as there was a living piece of this monk in reality, he would escape samsara. He would escape having to reincarnate, because this little entity would run into nature and be gone. And maybe that's where we get goblins.
Well, I was going to say, this could be, to all the cryptids.
And you know who coined all that, Tom? You know who coined all those words? Gnome, sylph, Undine, mermaids.
Silly Irish and Scottish people? I'm just kidding.
No, Paracelsus. Philippus Aureolus Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim.
Because of him. Name, man.
How many times have you said that? I just got to know.
A lot of times.
Just to know, like, you speak it so clearly. Like, it's so fluent.
It is so weird. What about Leprechaun? That definitely comes from the Irish, though.
A magical little man that does what? Leads you to what?
Gold.
Gold.
It's so weird. It is weird, like, because I've heard you talk about this before with the connections to, like, the gold aspect and all these, like, folklore tales about these little people and even, like, some of the fey folk kidnapping kids. We talked about this, Billy, like, kidnapping a baby and then replacing a fairy in the place of the baby, and it's some old, decrepit, old fairy baby. And then they take the real kid into the fairyland. It is. I told you that shit. You're like, what the
fuck? So you see all these, once you start to see the concept throughout history, it's hard to ignore. So you have, right, the leprechaun, which is, like, again, another weird kind of, and so these monks would, there's stories where it was like a little golden man. There was other stories of that it was a enlightened doppelganger of, so he'd give birth to himself in some sort of weird way, a doppelganger of himself. So, and then it goes from that into, right, the alchemical homunculus, the humanoid weirdness. And then it brings me back to the other side of the spectrum where, to add to what you were talking about, Billy, you keep bringing up Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all these other different people in politics. Aleister Crowley in 1917 wrote a grimoire on how to create his own version of a homunculus. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book about it in 1929 called Moonchild. And Moonchild is a book about a war between two different lodges over the birth of an unborn child, where they were supposed to invoke an elemental, I believe it was Artemis, into this unborn child. And they were back and forth. The book is actually decently entertaining for an Aleister Crowley book. It was, I enjoyed it, I'll be honest.
I'll probably read it for Patreon at some point.
It's, bro, it sucks to read, but it's necessary. So in this is allegedly the book that inspired Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard to do the Babylon working ritual, which was about invoking Babylon, the Thelemic goddess, right, in Thelema, to incarnate in this reality. So you get the concept of the technology of a homunculus to where they're able to invoke elementals, planetary spirits, archangels, demonic entities, and anything into reality. Because something about these entities, they're not able to interact with reality in some sort of way. But they are if you invoke them into a homunculus or a moonchild. Now, here's the interesting part about that.
I got one question, though. Did Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons really have a duel with magic?
And L. Ron Hubbard?
Was it L. Ron Hubbard? I was like, didn't they duel magically?
No, I think that was Yates. I think McGregor Mathers and... I think.
One of them had like a wizard duel.
Yeah, they were having like a
Harry Potter came from.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I think I want to say it was Mathers.
Do you think that they're actually like just believing it? Like
no, so around that time that you're talking about, I think that was around the Bullskin house time where they were, he had some like person die on, like he had multiple people die on the property and all this crazy stuff when he was trying to do the Abra Melon ritual. So, I mean, there's like a whole weirdness about that. Yeah. Again, I'm not,
we'll cover it at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll read about it. But so to bring in the concept of chaos magic, which throws out all the mumbo jumbo ceremonial shit, you have to understand that when it comes to the occult and when it comes to magic, all of these magicians are piggybacking off of one another. And magical for systems sure. are meant to be adapted, are meant to be changed up to fit the practitioner. Because essentially you're tapping into a force, like Star Wars. You're tapping into something.
You underestimate my power. Power.
Anyone can tap into it. It's just how you tap into it. And when you use that force, you can use it for good or you can use it for evil. But you're still tapping into the same thing. And so Crowley really took it and was like, listen, he knew about the alchemical homunculus because he wrote about it. He's like, we're, you know, this is the alchemical homunculus. You did this, this, and this, but we're not doing that anymore. We're doing this now. And he simplified the process to the point where a homunculus could be a person born under a certain astrological alignment. Because the formation of talismans is just that, the alignment of certain celestial spheres. Now, I know some people don't believe in space because space is fake and gay to some people, but just bear with me.
Everything's fake and gay now.
Everything's fake and gay. Just bear with me for 1 second because you know, he simplified it that much. Why is it that a lot of celebrities have surrogate births? Again, that is a...
Why are they all trans too?
An incubation of the seed in another person, which serves as the vessel
for the
as the sealed vessel because they weren't penetrated sexually. They were inseminated. Okay.
Yeah. Where's all the, keep going.
They're able to pinpoint exactly when that kid's going to come out. And you have the Kardashians boasting about, oh, he's got a Leo moon rising. He's a Leo this or a Gatorade this and blah, blah, blah. And broccoli. Like they're boasting about their astrological alignment because they believe in the power that that has. So, Billy, to answer your question, in my opinion, I think that a lot of the people in power are homunculus in the sense that maybe they were born to a certain family at a certain time, at a certain day, to serve a certain purpose, like the golem who serves one purpose. And that's why you see a lot of nepotism when it comes to politics and when it comes to these royal families, right, that keep it all in the family. Yeah, and they have little sausage fingers, right?
They all fuck within like the little family, slack jaws, you know?
All right, bro.
Where's where does Crowley's homo magic come into this?
I got to say,
the blood is magical, bro.
Okay. I got two things. Okay. Blood is magical. One, that was the longest answer to a question I've ever asked in my entire life. I forgot that I asked it.
I'm relating two. Concepts, bro. Yeah.
Is it Crowley or Crowley?
Mr. Crowley. Some people
driving me nuts.
Some people it's call Crowley. Me Crowley because they think I'm Fowley. Some people call me Crowley because I'm holy. Something like that. He wrote about it. Yeah, you can call him whatever the fuck you want. Fuck him.
Okay, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's all
right.
You gotcha. Remember what he did to that child in the
yeah,
the desert?
He probably doesn't care about the pronunciation.
He broke his brain with his asshole.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So listen, I mean, because I get that all the time when I do like a short or something like that. I'm like, oh, you're saying it wrong, you retard. I'm like, actually, if you fucking read a book once in your life, you'd fucking see that I'm actually saying it correctly.
There's so, always those
because. It's Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley.
That's
why people think of that.
Fucking no,
me, but yeah.
That me and wife talked about the actually people. Actually, and it's just like, no, you just read that somewhere and then you think it's the correct thing, but it's probably not.
Yeah, we're actually reading fucking books around here and actually doing research on like some fucking retards on the internet.
Fucking look, like, this TikTok video told me everything I need to know. So there's different homunculuses, right? There's different ones you can create, supposedly, yes. Right?
So, and that's why I mentioned about the magical system being changed up because it got to the point where they're like, all right, I get this sort of homunculus if I mix human sperm with X, you know, with woman's blood. Now, what happens if I take bird blood and I mix it with this other thing. Or what, instead of using a dog dick, I use a donkey dick. So there were stories of these alchemists that, again, and I believe this is why we have stories of harpies, of minotaurs, of centaurs, all these weird concoctions of animals, because there is an alchemical component to a lot of these ancient stories. Now, if we trace back the origins of alchemy, which they say came from these angelic beings coming down and fucking the daughters of men and giving them the secrets, alchemy goes back a long, long time. So it would make sense that the Greeks were also practicing alchemy. They say that alchemy originated in Egypt, okay, with Hermes Trismegistus.
Yeah, Trismegistus, man.
Yeah, Thoth and all those guys. Yeah. But again, they say that a lot, that in the Bible, all these biblical patriarchs were able to live for so long because they use alchemy, because they had the elixir of life. Because there's always like, why the hell these guys live for so long? And when you look into it, Noah, Moses, all these guys were some of the greatest alchemists of all time, because alchemy is exposing the occulted aspects of nature.
Yeah, okay? And they think they were connected to like the essentially the Anunnaki in these like different entities that existed and came down here and then passed on their bloodlines. According to some people, right, there's different versions of what, where we think these people come from, why they existed, when they did, what did they do, how did he, didn't he have like, Noah had like his son and daughter,
he had a bunch of sons, yeah.
Yeah, and then he, what, how they have kids, he's fucking his kids, they make a homunculus from the buttholes?
Listen, dude, I mean, there's various interpretations that they say that one of the women was actually a Nephilim. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things when you really look into it. But who knows? I mean, maybe they were all homunculi, bro. They're all just, you know.
I got two bad questions, too, just because I don't want to get caught up in the next story when I got more questions. What the fuck did the half man, half cow look like? Was it like
front? It was an embryo. Man? So. Oh, just it never made it into.
Oh, I thought you were saying it fully developed.
Yeah. No. Again, remember, the ethics is 14 days. You can't let it live after 14 days.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying
this one kind of skipped the.
Yeah, no.
Billy, but, if you were going to be a hybrid homunculus, what would you be?
No, but it's interesting that this is 1998, Billy, right? That they're talking about this.
Yeah.
How would they know in the 9th century that a cow was compatible with a human?
Yeah, that's weird.
So they were experimenting with this sort of stuff. Yeah, I believe that they were actually doing this sort of stuff and that they were able to at least replicate these conditions, not maybe once or twice, and they were able to create some sort of... I have a story about a guy in the 80s who allegedly... It's actually a really good book that... He was for some guy in Utah. Anyways, it's this whole weird thing, but it turns out that he had some demonic possession stuff after the fact. I'll send you the book, Tom. It's actually really entertaining the way that guy goes about. He's fucking unhinged, but the concept
of... I love
those
type of people. I'm one of them.
if we talk about like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Mary Shelley was inspired by Dipple, which was an alchemist of the time at Castle Frankenstein that was allegedly messing around with cadavers and doing soul transference and trying to figure it all out. But he was an alchemist, and she was around in Germany around the same time.
She may have saw something. Maybe she fucked Frankenstein, you know? Who knows? Right, but like, so...
Quick on the second one. Okay. I had the second one, too. In all honesty, okay, how many donkeys are in China? I thought that was like a Middle East thing. Like, where did
Billy's got the weirdest questions about this shit, man?
Let's see here, donkeys.
Not that many donkeys.
Okay, but so what? I'm curious. So when you're like, talking about
11 million as of 19, just under.
Are there really
2 million from 11 million in 1992, bro?
I mean, I've never been.
You're
there,
fascinated like, by the weirdest questions, man.
Hold on. China's donkey population has fallen more than 80% to just under 2 million from 11. That's a lot of donkey dicks,
bro. They
keep
cutting off their dicks. They can't repopulate.
Watched a lot of retarded people. Spent time with them, observed them.
Look at this. February 15, 2024. Millions of donkeys killed each year to make medicine. Yeah, weird, we know what they're making with that shit.
Yeah, that's so weird. So
and they take their balls too. Wow,
I've heard about that. So Juan, when you're talking about like way back in the 9th century and some of the when they were practicing, doing this sort of like alchemy, and do you believe that like you know history has been scrubbed and you know changed in a way that is fitting for the people you know nowadays to persuade them away from thinking that we are more than just this physical vessel and stuff like that. And when you're talking about this stuff, is it like magically they're creating it from like manifestation with like their mind and their intention and doing like essentially some magical kind of practices, black magic type things? Or is it, do you think that they had technology that we're not being told they had where they were artificially creating these things?
What do you think? I'm trying to figure it out too, bro.
I know.
And that's the beautiful part about this cuz dude, trust me. I've gone on like some normie shows of people who aren't even open to any of these concepts and they think I'm trolling, but I can give you all my sources. And maybe here's the problem with the falsified history that I don't like, because recently, I've been looking into Fomenko and Anatoly Fomenko and the idea that they added 1,000 years to history and that the Greek and Roman history was actually an invention of the church.
The Gregorian calendar, they just changed it all of a sudden.
Well, we have the seasons. So, I mean, they can't be off by that much because we can see the changes in nature, and nature doesn't lie. But the concept of the Roman and Greek part of history being an invention of the church, like completely fabricated, to me is a bit far-fetched, because who the hell would have come up with Pythagoras? Who came up with Plato? Who came up with Aristotle? Who came up with all these other, the entire Greek religion, the entire Roman religion.
There's people that believe that Jesus was Caesar's Messiah and that they created Jesus to fit their agenda, which that's what some people believe. I don't know if necessarily I do, but...
Listen, dude, who know? We weren't there to know, but would I say it's all fabricated? No, but how many times in school did they tell you about the creation of homunculi and the use of all these magical things and the fact that Jabir bin Hayyan, the reason we have the word gibberish comes from a famous alchemist of the 8th or 9th century, Jabir bin Hayyan, who...
So they're making fun of him?
No, but because again, not because they're making fun of him, because he wrote so many books. They're like, this guy couldn't have written something. He wrote almost 5,000 books. Okay. And some of them were about, some of them were about homunculi.
How does that guy have that much time, man? Well, you would have to be writing like,
that's all you do. You got nothing else.
It's not even
eating. No. So in ancient times, there's something called pseudepigraphy. And what pseudepigraphy is the attribution of a text to a more famous person of antiquity. And the reason that they would do that was because not only did it serve as a pen name, because the Liber Vacae is
like
actually
a ghostwriter, like Shakespeare.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms. But the Liber Vacae, the one that I was telling you guys about, is actually attributed to Plato, and between a dialogue between Galen, one of the first ever physicists ever, right? And Plato. And he's like talking to him about the creation of all these things. And so the reason that they would do that is because it serves as a pen name. Also because it would give some credibility and some novelty to what you just wrote. So people would be more inclined to pick up a book that was written by George Washington.
Yeah. So they had ghostwriters, you know? Right? Mm-hmm. They had ghostwriters to kind of, and then it would amplify their message, so to speak. Right.
Or maybe it had some magical undertone to it. Maybe that name was magical in some sort of way. We know that Plato talked about the Grapha Dogmata, the unwritten doctrine. So maybe was he hinting at something like this that we're talking about, where it's like this blasphemous part of nature that they don't teach us about, because they don't teach alchemy is woo woo. That's how you're saying. Were they coming up with these things in their mind? Well, another form of a homunculus is a servitor, you know, like a tulpa, a thought form, a projection of your subconscious, right? Where it's funny because they overlay that over our brain. But what if we are able to create these astral entities? And who knows? I mean, that's what they say Bigfoot is. That's what they say the UFO is. All these concepts of
like tulpa that you created.
the truth is stranger than fiction, bro. And I think I think it was both, bro. I think that there was a symbolic aspect to it because Paracelsus talked about it. He's like, there's a spiritual aspect of it. You have to love your homunculus before you can love yourself type of thing. We all have a homunculus deep down inside ourselves. And if you can love it, and it is supposed to be the creation of a homunculus to some was a perversion of nature, was blasphemous, was against everything that God put on earth. And to some other people was the magnum opus, the number one thing that man could achieve as a man, because he wasn't, you know, it brought him closer to God. It brought him closer to divinity because he was able to create this thing out of nothing. So you have two polarizing aspects of the same thing, two sides of the same coin. And it's like, where do you stand? Well, I think I 100% think it was possible, dude. And they're doing it today, bro. Look it up. You got Jeff Bezos looking for the elixir of immortality. What kind of title for a news outlet is that? Like, they know about this. Oh, they know about this shit, and they're looking for it. It's like Manly P. Hall said. Manly P. Hall said that the alchemist, the only thing that's changed from the alchemist of antiquity and the alchemist of today is that the alchemist of antiquity was in a cave, and the alchemist of today is within four walls with a white lab coat.
Yeah. It's true. Well, and then that's why I believe that some of the reason what's happening overseas is to create Babylon again, in my opinion. They want to go back because I believe that the people that exist in Israel aren't Jewish at all. They're Khazarian, and they are essentially wanting to bring about another Babylon and being able to control and try to reach God because, and that's the weirdest thing too about all this stuff is they, like a lot of these people, and it's not just people, Jewish people, there's other people that believe in this in other religions, that, you know, they have to use their magical book to achieve these certain things that they've been obviously somewhat conditioned to believe has to exist for them to exist and stuff like that. So it is pretty interesting the fact that all this stuff kind of connects, and there's all these weird rituals, like a lot of religious, you know, doctrine is like rituals that people end up doing every day. You go to church and you pray to through a temple, and all your energy gets sucked through that temple, and then who's sucking that energy up? And what are your thoughts, right? Because are your thoughts just dropped in there? Do you actually think your own thoughts? Or are they just taken from somewhere else and dropped in your head?
Yeah, don't start me on that loop. you're gonna make me go fucking crazy.
Fucking so, Billy has an aneurysm on the stream.
I think that the concept of writing is a magical process. If you think about, and it's a magical technology, if you think about all the world's major religions, all of them, they all have one thing in common. It all stems from writing. So ancient books hold all these religions together.
Literally. A few more things in common, but
yeah, well, they have a few more things, but it's all, it goes back to this book says this, so therefore it's this, okay, because of this record. That's all it is, okay? Yeah. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to that than just that, but writing hold, in my opinion, vowels hold reality together. That's why some of these cultures that you're talking about, even the Jews, they don't put vowels when they, you know, when they mention God, they put G/D.
Yeah. Because
you can't say, you know, the name of God can't be talked about. The creation of the golem, you know, they're called Shems, the letters that they use to create these golems. And they believe that inside these letters, all right, the Tetragrammaton, which is the four letters of the name of God, those letters, you're able to unravel reality from that. You're able to, it's so powerful that if you put it on this thing that looks like a man, it will animate it and bring it forth. You know, you can speak it into life. So writing is magical.
So when I'm writing rhymes about fuck Trudeau, it's like a magical poem. And then he's being like, people want to fuck me, you know?
So poems, Crowley used poems, or I'm sorry, I don't think it was Crowley. I think it was William Burroughs.
Yeah.
It was William Burroughs that used poems to fight off demonic possession. So poems serve a purpose. Poems serve a purpose. And maybe that's why, again, the whole hip-hop industry, we're seeing all this weirdness now with P. Diddy. We know that they're doing crazy sexual shit with people. We know that they involve, obviously, the
Tupac's
children.
Fake and gay, too, man. That disappointed me, even though I saw that video years ago, and I just didn't put two and two together.
He's zesty.
Oh, no, back the fuck up. What did you just say?
Tupac is fake and gay.
What do you mean fake?
It's pretty sad. So there is a video, and I remember seeing this.
Is that the conspiracy?
Well, I remember seeing this video years ago. We're going to talk about Tupac. I want to this summer at some point, the conspiracy of him faking his death. But I'm going to add some of this stuff in because there was a video that got released. And I remember seeing it. It was when he was 17 or whatever. And then I didn't put two and two together when I was younger, but he's acting very like feminine and being like, I'm my mother, you know? And like just, and then he 2 years later, when he's like 19, 20, when he got into the hip hop industry, he was like, "Oh, you know, thug life, fuck it's Biggie, MK
Ultra, bro.
Pop, 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 you know, shooting people, getting shot, all that sort of shit."
If you read Fritz Springmeier, Fritz Springmeier, the Illuminati formula, and how to create an undetectable mind control slave, et cetera. I probably said it all wrong, but in that, Fritz Springmeier talks about the use of a homunculus because it's about, and this is where the homunculus
Tupac
really
looks like one.
Starts to, I think all rappers are homunculi in there, and homunculi in the sense that they are, when you take a homunculus and you create it, it's an empty vessel.
Mainstream, like some of these weird ones, like what's that demon bitch? Not the really Lizzo? Weird one.
Billie Eilish?
No.
Well, she's kind of part of it. She's black. Yeah. She's a rapper. Fucking chicks like her. I can't think of her name.
Whatever. Nicki Minaj. Anyway,
one of those freaks.
Some researchers believe that homunculi were actually artificial demons. Okay, that you were creating this blasphemous sort of thing. They also speculated that when you were creating this thing, some people thought they would acquire godlike powers, but some others believe that you would become a demon and therefore it would drive you to create this. And if you think about this, let's say that the Nephilim were real and that they were divine entities and that they knew they could somehow see across space and time, and they knew that they were going to be taken out by God through the flood, right? The deluge. Mm-hmm. And energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. So when all these Nephilim and all these entities that were created during these times were wiped out by the flood, that energy went somewhere, and that's where we get demons and all these demonic aspects, because there were angry spirits roaming around. Exactly. So the concept of, if the Nephilim passed this alchemical knowledge down to the daughters of men, what if it was like a failsafe for them to be like, all right, well, we're going to give them this technology. They're going to create homunculi later, and we're just going to inhabit those homunculi and reincarnate back into this reality.
Well,
They say that the cow mutilations, according to, I think it's Gary Wayne, talks about that they're taking all that bovine blood and they're stockpiling it in some underground military base for the Nephilim to create bodies for the Nephilim. Because where the fuck is all the blood going?
It's weird because we talked about that in the reptilian episode of the idea of them reincarnating back into like these vessels, these humanoid vessels, either if they're actually human or maybe they're like a creation. And then if they die, they just reincarnate. Like we think that, you know, like some of these people that have died, like the Rothschild, you know, that he just died. He could just be reincarnated at this point right now. And it'd be interesting if it's reincarnation into a full grown body and they're just able to place their consciousness maybe through like magically, like not like that's synthetically, like kind of thing.
That's
right?
Another homunculus concept though, bro. These magicians would use the homunculi to transfer their consciousness into a younger body. So that's part of it, bro.
Yeah, I think it's Cardi B. There's a video of Cardi B like in a fucking corner and she's bald and shit, and people think she's like a demon. There's like this video that got released and supposedly
you're talking about Doja Cat.
Oh, Doja, that's it. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking. That's really
that
weird.
Creepy bitch.
And she's super creepy. There's a weird video of her. She's all bald and sketched out like in a corner, like it looks like an abandoned house. And it's just like there's some weird shit going on with like all these people and their connections, and then they're influencing society, and it could be like all these puppet strings that are all connected kind of to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All controlling.
It's the physics of subtle energy. Read that book. That's not the name, but I got it somewhere.
So what is the exact parameters to create a homunculus? Like what would you have to do from scratch?
Actually, I just want to know when they're going to like come out with like the cheap version, like the dollar store version, that I can just go buy one. Oh, that's my new conspiracy, is they did have it. They're like, we want to put this out to the public, but then they came out with Tamagotchi instead. And they're like, if they can keep those fuckers alive, we'll see. And we all failed. because we got so behind a dumpster.
You can mix blood, semen, and then you're like whispering spells to it and stuff.
No. So the one of the first recipe, one of the more simple ones, includes
this is the Down syndrome version.
It includes
it's autistic.
This is the one from the 16th century of Philippus Aureolus Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim, Paracelsus. He talked about you take your semen, right?
Yeah.
And you put it in a vessel, right? So you put it in a jar.
Yeah.
And you put it in horse or cow manure, right? And the warmth, and you bury it in there and you let it marinate for 40 days. Okay. And once you let it marinate for 40 days, you come back and it's going to be something that's going to look transparent. And then you're going to feed it the acronym of blood, which we don't know what the fuck that is, but the acronym of blood for 3 days. And when you do that, it's going to grow a body. It's going to grow skin. It's going to be a little man inside a vessel. Okay. And then there.
Do you like give you it, can, it sucks on your penis as like a breast milk?
I'm sure that there was alchemists doing that, but. There you go, bro. That's it right there. You let the sperm marinate inside a jar for 4 days inside of cow manure, and you come back. And
did they ever make like a retarded one? Like some guy made a homunculus, and then he's like, it's running into the walls, and he has to like suffocate it. Sorry, my love. Sorry. And it's like killing its like child.
Yeah, dude. There's stories of the Arnoldian homunculus where it was this guy from the church who allegedly would create the homunculus, and he let people watch him create the homunculus. And they're like, yo, this is crazy. And then he'd be like, nope. And he'd like, what are you doing? You just killed it. He goes, yeah, I don't know if God died for that thing's sins. Like, you know, I got to get rid of it ASAP because it might be inhabited by some demonic spirit or something. And they're like, wait, yeah. And then there was other guys who were like, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Homunculi, I have no souls. We're like, oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. So then can it be possessed by a soul? Well, we don't know, and I'm not going to let it stick around for long to find out.
Because there's definitely energies, like that could be possible, right? Like, if there is demonic energies and things that inhabit people's bodies through possession, a lot of the stuff that all of us have talked about on the show at some point, and then if you had some sort of vessel that was able for some sort of, you know, soul or energy to exist inside of it and to move its limbs, because there's, like, entities that supposedly can take hold of, like, objects and stuff like that, you know, make things dance or move books around. And be able to manipulate, you know, reality in that way. But if you had this thing and then all of a sudden some sort of soul off the street, there's like all these different theories of souls that exist in some sort of purgatory that are walking around, may not even know that they're dead. And then somehow they get like sucked into this vessel. And then who knows? You got like Charles Manson, like a little thing that looks like this. It's like, God damn, I got to get those hippies, man, get a little acid and I'm getting fucked up and bury a hole in the desert, you know?
So I think that's what Dahmer was trying to do. I think Dahmer was trying to create some sort of homunculus. If you think about the dude who he had folded up, you know, that
shit's fucked, man.
If he was putting it in his butt, that would serve as a vessel. And we know
he was trying to make zombies of them, man.
Yeah. So that's another aspect of the homunculus, the zombie, the MK Ultra mind control type of thing. It all fits into this narrative, but it's much more simplified now.
You ever want to do that in your show? We'll do Jeffrey Dahmer, the homunculus.
So if you know, the concept of it is much more simplified nowadays. And I think it's real. I think it's a real thing. I think that, I don't know if you want to play my clip of the Drake homunculus, my speculation. Yeah.
First, what can I get my homunculus to do? Can I get it to kill for me?
I have contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
You can't see it, but he's mowing the lawn here.
That's so funny. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, you can just get like be your little slave, man. You know what I mean? You can go to work. My boss is like, who's this midget version of Tom? It's like me, but like even smaller. Like I look like some sort of leprechaun creature. That's so funny.
He's mowing the lawn there.
It's like teach him how to run the laser.
Yeah, you could.
That's so funny. Because you can get, essentially, it can be your slave, right? And you can get it to kind of do, that's so funny. He's like really trying to push the chainsaw.
That's what they the lawnmower. That came out right around the time that people started caring about children. They're like, we can't get them to do it anymore. It's your turn.
That's so crazy. Yeah, because you can essentially be like your subjugated slave. Man.
I don't know how, that's pretty.
That's cool.
Those are pretty sweet.
The moon child. So like, I guess would his hands be the size of my hands, but he'd be tiny, right? So he could jerk me off.
Be little. He could. Your micro dick. He definitely would have jerked you
But he
off,
has
bro.
Massive hands. If his hands are like fucking huge, how big
That's
is this
the
guy?
Cortex
really?
Man, bro. The, so there's an account from the 18th century, Johann Ferdinand von Kufstein, who has
what,
the.
Their names,
world
man. He's
record.
Definitely Jewish.
No, he's German. So he
Stein.
He actually has the world record for the world's largest homunculi. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. You can look it up right now.
I am. You got it. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I mean, this has been a thing for a long time. And I did a clip on a speculation that I had. It. I think it's on Facebook. It's at 90K. On Instagram, it's at like 60 or 70K. And then on TikTok, it's like at another 50 or something K. So people are calling
if
me a retard.
Go
and-
into Google and you type Guinness Book of World Records largest H. It's just human penis. Is the first thing that
here, I think I have it here. Let me see if I can. The world's largest homunculi. Look at it. It's you know it is real. It is real. Check this shit out. Look, it's not right there.
Yeah, there you go.
World's largest. Oh. Weird.
What do you got? Oh, I spelled it wrong.
Yeah,
I click it. It'll come up. It'll talk about Johann Ferdinand.
Wow.
Is that the tallest man in the world? Same guy?
Homunculi were living like entities reportedly created during medieval times. Da, da, da. Nope. Weird, man.
And again, dude, when I talk about this, like, I know how it sounds, guys. I know. It sounds fucking crazy.
I thought the reptilian shit was crazy. No.
I'm telling, like, listen, I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds bizarre. This is history. Yeah. Because of these guys, we have chemistry. The guy who invented porcelain.
The thing I shit on.
The golden throne. But oh damn, that's a nice connection because the guy who invented porcelain actually did it invented it on by accident because he was trying to create the magnum opus. He was looking for the philosopher's stone and was like, what the fuck is this? I just created porcelain. And he created this entire industry. Weird. How you're saying the golden throne. So it makes.
So it may, nice no one, there. No one, maybe Elvis, when he died on the porcelain throne, he became homunculus in his own right. You know, they believe there's videos. They think he's a reptilian, man. There's videos of him fucking looking at a little girl and his face is all doing weird shit, shifting shit.
His face was doing weird shit like constantly. And I think
it's all
was
the drugs and shit.
Yeah.
No, but like the camera was like messing up and the girl got visibly scared of him at the same time when this transformation was happening on his face. Because cameras pick up all sorts of weird stuff that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and who knows, right? And the thing is, like, I've always been like, who knows? Anything is possible in my head. Like, I've had the weirdest experiences on mushrooms and stuff like that where I feel like there's things around me. We were watching American Horror Story in London. I've said this before, that outside by a fire, and I felt like this dome around me, and I felt like there was, like, people around me watching. And Chelsea's like, don't tell me that. I was like, it was fucking weird. There's, like, and I think it can connect you to stuff that is outside of our reality. And you said that, essentially, you could eat a piece of the homunculi, right? That's the and then it would give you powers in some regard. So if you ate his penis, would your penis like just be ginormous all of a sudden?
You'd have to do it to find out. But for example, if you
go gadget dick,
I think one of them is if you wrapped its spleen or its liver in the skin of its forehead. You could like see demons or something, so it's like weird stuff like that. Yeah, like
reminds me of Constantine, man. That the movie and comic book too. It's
weird. With Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah. Just like
if you take its blood and put it on your feet, you can walk on water.
Jesus was doing.
Well, again, listen, dude. Like I said, this is history, and I'm just repeating. I'm just reading the stuff, and man. I'm just repeating it, and I'm trying to process it like everybody else, bro.
It's just interesting that you kind of like, we've known each other for like years at this point now, and how you've kind of created this, you've dived into something so deeply where it like fascinated you so much where it was like a dog digging for a bone and you just kind of kept going because there's so much that you were uncovering as you were going through this type of stuff. Cause it definitely seems like that you look into this, you're like, that's weird. Cause I do this all the time. That's weird. That's why I was so fascinated by some of the stuff going on with Israel, because I was like, oh man, what the fuck does this mean? And then I just kept going, and I was like, oh, there's some really dark shit going down that tunnel.
Speaking of dark shit and dogs, play that Drake clip, bro, so we can.
You have it pulled up on screen.
What did he do with dogs?
I don't. I mean, I can pull
nothing
it up.
Yeah, can you pull up? Boys. Not well. So, you know what? You know about bad. That.
Here, we'll get weird. We'll get weird in a second. Okay, so yeah. Here we go.
Oh yeah. Sure. So here's Juan's.
What did Drake?
So can you guys hear this?
Yeah. Look at this shit, ready? Billy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Do
look at this comment, bro. Call a person with disabilities.
All right, listen. Read that,
huh? Listen. All right, watch it. Yeah, just literally Google it. Should have more respect for Mr. Alvarez. I know it's funny to talk about a homunculus. I'd love to take any opportunity to say the word homunculus. all right.
Man, these people hate you.
The homunculus.
Yeah, they fucking hate me.
A little.
It kind of looks.
He's little. Like, he's a man. He's the feud between Kendrick and Drake continues to develop. Some very serious allegations have been thrown around, and it's taken a bizarre turn. Someone being called the Riddler, who goes by the handle EbonyPrince2K24, posted an ominous picture on X recently. This is a picture of what looks like the inside of the Caviar Caspia, located in the Mark Hotel. Sporting the black and white line pattern, of course, they offer private dining and pride them.
Look at my shirt, look what it says. I'm not saying it's homunculus. But it's homunculus.
I want to do that, the reptilian.
The picture has a date and timestamp of January 22nd, 2023 at 3:19. In the picture, we see reporter Christopher Alvarez and two other figures, one of which is speculated to be Drake himself. The picture was accompanied by the following message. To Mr. Aubrey Graham, may this picture help jog your memory as to where you discarded those items. The issue in the photo should jog your memory. Jimmy Brooks would not have been proud of you that night. He is referencing the items that appeared on the cover art for Kendrick's song, Meet the Grams. Alvarez has come out and confirmed he was indeed with Drake that night, but has denied any of the allegations that have
He's
surfaced.
He's trying so hard not to what? Touch it.
Listen, dude. So know,
like, that is a weird like, looking, like, that is a touch. Weird looking man. Like, I've seen a lot of midgets in my day. I know we had a fan of the way I speak out. Somewhat a fan of my political talk, and I posted a clip of me and Billy talking about
I didn't mean to cut the clip off.
Midgets, and then I don't want to bring it. Oh, yeah. They got mad. They got mad. You can't use that word anymore. But they got mad at Billy. They didn't get mad at me, and I said shit too. But they're like, "That's insensitive. Yeah. Your friend is an asshole."
All I said was it was so specific, and you knew exactly what I was talking about.
That's a famous guy. I know that guy.
You ever seen Twin Peaks?
No, everyone tells me I should watch it though.
No, I haven't. What is this?
You should watch Twin Peaks.
Okay, I've had to literally
what, like
20
like a
people
TV
tell
show
me to watch
or
it.
What is it?
Show. Yeah, it's a TV show.
Original series.
It is weird because that guy that Drake's with, I've seen a lot of dwarf people in my life, but like it's just weird because if you think about like what they describe some of these homunculi to look like, it's strange.
So I have more evidence. So take my screen down real quick. I'm gonna pull up the evidence so the allegations that I'm hinting at in that particular, obviously I can't go. I only have, you know, about a minute. I have 250 words that I have to work with whenever I make one of these shorts.
I know.
The allegations that they were talking about was that Drake, the first allegation was that Drake unplugged his ventilator. Okay. Right. That he unplugged his ventilator and that he did something to him, that he assaulted him.
That's the theory. Cause why is he hanging out with, why was he even hanging out with him?
So some other people think that he unplugged his ventilator, whatever. Other people think that he diddled him, right? And other people think that. Well, dude, remember, once you achieve a certain level of
depravity,
once you get so many bitches,
yeah.
You want to start getting weirder and weirder and more deprived and more deprived.
Yeah,
because
me and
you
Billy
need
talk about this all the time.
You need something new to really, you know, rile you up. So
we just talked about the red shoe. It won't be out at the point. This should be out maybe at the point this is. But we talked about the red shoe society, where it's like you become so depraved. They're like, oh, let's just make let's make shoes out of Heather Roque, the chick from the Poltergeist.
The other allegation is that Drake is into we're on Twitch, is into dogs in that sort of way. Okay. So he's into
bestiality. He's into,
I don't want to say that, but yeah.
Twitch allows us to say weird ass shit, man.
Oh, really?
I don't all right, well. I've watched like documentaries about fucked up shit on Twitch, and I don't know how it lets me, but
interesting. So here, let me pull up the Drake just came. So right now we've had the,
I hate Drake, damn.
We've had the Drake and Kendrick beef, and there's been some allegations come out. Like I said,
beefing? I didn't even care to pay attention. Just like,
I kind of liked it.
Why?
It's a whole thing, bro. So let's see here.
Billy, what do you know?
There's quite a bit of backstory. So yeah, basically from the end of it, at the end of the day, it was Drake started it, I guess. God knows what happened behind.
Yeah, with J. Cole. It was with J. Cole.
Two shitty rappers.
Even before that. So yeah, Drake came out with one, and then J. Cole kind of like bounced in on it, and then Kendrick came out with one, and then J. Cole kind of redacted everything he said. And then yeah, here we are.
Rappers beef just just inflames their net.
You know what's wild though? They came out with 10 songs total, or fuck, I think it was 11 back to back, like between the two of them, just dissing each other. And like out of all of those songs, everyone knows that one sentence. It's the same one that everyone keeps saying. It's from the Meet or Like Us by Kendrick for the Trying to Strike a Chord. It was probably a minor.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty decent line.
I listened to every single one of them.
I'm not a fan.
Two of them were good. They were all crap. They were all so bad.
I'm sure they were.
I can't find the clip, but in First Person Shooter, right? So there's various allegations. Mind you, it takes a dog dick to create a homunculus.
And why specifically a dog
dick? We remember that part.
Is it a dog dick or is it God's dick? I don't know, bro. I mean, it might have been a mistranslation. God backwards is dog. Dog backwards is God. There's something about that concept.
What do you think God's dick looks like? Do you think he's circumcised?
It would be God's vagina or a dog's dick then.
There's something about the concept of being dog flesh that's also esoteric and occult. But in pull up my screen real quick.
Yeah, I got it for you.
I'm not gonna play this, but in the song
World's Best Shooter,
which is what started all the beef with Kendrick Lamar and Drake, it was all with J. Cole and everything. But in this particular song,
I don't even know what this guy looked like. Wow.
There's a part where
listen to this one.
And this part here. And this is the part that is not a good look for your boy Drake, because there's a thing where he's listing off all these dogs with their names, and he's like, her name is Christine, Maldine, like he's saying all these names, and all these dogs have different names on their collars. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be occulted for something, like maybe the dogs represent something else, which that's completely possible, right? Like the dog dick might not be a dog dick. It might be something completely different. The cow carcass might be something. Because that's the thing about alchemy. It's layered on top of one another.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree with
that. Let's say that it is a physical thing. Let's say it is the real thing. Here he's talking about dogs, right? And it's weird because Drake makes fan dress up like a dog during one of his concerts. He makes a dude dress up as a dog and go on stage with him. So it's kind of weird, right? Like, why is he making this dude dress up like a dog and like be in his show with him? And then Kendrick Lamar says in one of his lines in Euphoria, he goes, and I think it was Euphoria or Meet the Grams, I can smell the tails on you, right? It's T-A-L-E-S, but again, it could be interpreted as T-A-I-L-S, right? Tails.
Yeah, I'd always assume dogs. Like, when you're talking about something like, I got my dogs with me, it's, I kind of took it as,
well,
like,
the album
you're super higher, like you're the lion. You're with Edwards, all your right? Puppies.
You're like homies.
Like,
the album is called For the Dogs. In it, there's references to, like, he's like, yo, girl, I know your pussy's a cat, but can it do the dog? Like, what? Like, why would you want a pussy to be a, like, it's just weird, like, stuff.
Yeah, because you can read into like anything, and it's so weird because I've been a fan of Mark Dice for a lot of fucking since I was like 16, and he was like bringing up shit about like the homo magic stuff with Drake, like that's so long ago, like I can't, like probably like 10 years ago if not more, and talking about the whole idea that they're like doing, you know, kind of Crowley style, like black magic ish kind of thing, and doing sex magic to invoke like demons or whatever, and essentially to help their fame and their careers by doing these weird magical practices that would explode them into fame. And, you know, you got like Birdman kissing Lil Wayne and all that just weird shit. And people are going to get mad, but, you know, people get mad at all the shit I say. So it's like invoking, like, you know, it's a perversion. It's flipping, you know, homosexuality is the opposite of what it is to be heterosexual and to mate with a female partner and to lock in the key to the lock to turn it, and, you know, and then you become, and then a baby comes out, you know, technically. Where do you think my ghost babies went? You think they're homunculus out in the universe? Just kidding.
Ghost babies, like the spirits of babies?
No, they're abortions.
No, like when you,
like
on the tummies ones.
I think that has something. I think there is something about semen retention that works, and I do think that there's something about spreading your seed everywhere, because Paracelsus, Philippus Ariolus Theophrastus Bombastus Bonhomme, he talked about that when that all these monsters the Paracelsian monsters were actually these creatures that we hear about antiquity. It was jizz from the Nephilim, from the giants. They were just jizzing all over the earth. Boom, boom, cum shot over here. And from his sperm would grow a monster. And he says that if you weren't, and then I'm paraphrasing, but if you weren't cream pieing your wife, you need to be castrated. That's what Paracelsus said, bro. Like, he's like, listen,
if you're not
using your sperm for good, cut them off, because it's going to rot you from the inside out because of all the homunculi sperm that's inside your sack. It's going to eat you from the inside out.
What if I keep it in like a jar or something?
Wait a minute. What about people that get a vasectomy? Because you're not cutting off your balls. You're just cutting off the highway to let it go out.
They didn't know about that, bro.
No. I mean, like today. What happens? Those are kind of the same as like just not jacking off the ball, right? Because it's not
it's going. Castrating.
No, because you're still producing everything. It's just not coming out of your dick.
Really? You're still producing it?
I believe so. I could be totally fucking wrong. I assume
I don't want to Google that shit.
I thought it was the highway from your balls to like outside.
Is it the other side?
Do you still produce sperm, or like at least create it?
Yeah, but it doesn't come out.
Yeah. Weird.
You can still ejaculate after a vasectomy, but the semen will not contain sperm. So do you still create sperm?
Am I wrong about that? Is it not?
And the thing is, well, now they want everyone to have less kids, the population control.
Continue to produce sperm after a vasectomy.
So they're
the sperm dying are absorbed by the body, so you're going to be making hella homunculus.
That's what I mean.
Enlightened as fuck, like, oh. And fucking just jizzing.
Or do they like manifest in your body and you got like a little Bob on his name's Bob, I don't know why, but he's got like, he comes out of your fucking side and he's like, help me, and he like fucking comes out your stomach.
Kill me.
That's fucked, man. And this is
a good Family Guy skit.
Yeah. We were talking about doing this for a while just because, like, I wanted Billy to kind of like hear about this stuff because it is
so
bizarre.
I want to get your honest take on this, Billy. Like, what do you think, bro? Coming from like not knowing anything at all to having this crash course in these cum shot homunculi, like, what's your what's your opinion and your verdict on
the
homunculi? Is it real? Like, are you convinced? Are you not? Yeah, be honest, bro.
See, I'm so skeptical. I am the most wishy washy fucking person you're ever gonna meet. I love the idea of everything. Fuck, it sounds more realistic than religion. I'll give it that. But like,
that says a lot.
Yeah, like, to actually come up with a verdict to be like yes or no, I would need to personally go a little bit more deep myself.
Because it's so bizarre. Like, it's very bizarre, especially for if you
it's
told this to someone
wild.
That never like dived into conspiracies or any stuff, even like even the top level
too.
Conspiracy people that like, oh, 9/11 is an inside job, or like just the surface level people, they would be like, you're just making that up. You're just making connections just to, you know, because you can make connections from anything, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm sure a lot of people do.
Here's the massive difference, though, is whether like what the mass majority of people are going to believe in something or not is, and like, fuck, I'm actually going to compliment them. Juan, you're a very well-spoken person. So when you say something, I'm like, huh. Mm. But I'm like, that can get you also in trouble.
It's true.
Yeah.
Charles Manson knows that, man.
People out there that you're like, oh, okay, I'm your cult now. And, yeah. And then you just kind of carry along. So that's the thing. I've had Tom spewing in my fucking ear for 15 goddamn years. So I've learned to be a little bit more like, okay, like, let's dive a little bit deeper on my own accord. I don't want to hear your story anymore. But like you produced a very good point. And if I was a judge right now, I'd probably smack my gavel and I'd rule in your favor if that's what you want to hear.
Well, like I said, this is all history. I can provide sources. You can read all
this. But that's what I mean, though. I'm like, fuck, where did those come from? Where did the sources
exactly, yeah. Bro. That's what blows my mind. That this is antiquity. That's what's so fascinating about it. And people are like, this guy's off his fucking schizo meds, bro. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Dude. That's what they say about it. Would I even be like, the government is evil? People are like, you're crazy, man. I'm like, have you not taken a look around in your own life and existence to not fucking figure this shit out? It's just, it is weird to me that, please? Like, this is like, goes like deep into the occult and the connections to spirituality and religion and all sorts of, like, it kind of, like, I always say it's like a spider web that kind of just like starts and then branches off into all these different subjects, but there's so many people that just wouldn't even kind of dip their toe into it because they can't even acknowledge the reality that they live in and the horrible things that happen here, let alone if there is some sort of alchemical magical practices being taken place by ancient families that have been ruling over the planet for thousands of years, right? So they're like, well, what do you mean?
And I'll leave you on this to for you to see how far like down this goes and the speculation. There's something called the Cartesian theater. And with the Cartesian theater points, it's a fallacy. It's a way of trying to explain observable reality. And what they believed was that inside of your head, there was a little man sitting down watching a screen of your life now.
Like that guy from Men in Black. Remember that little alien that's inside that guy in the Men in Black?
But there's one problem with that because you're like, all right, well, if there's a little guy in my head and he's watching my reality. Who the hell's in that little guy's head?
Yeah.
And who's in that little guy's head? And add infinitum all the way down, so it's homunculus all the way down. But that's a philosophical and a symbolic, but they believe that back then. I'm like, where do we get our senses from? Is there a little miniature version of me in my head and like all this other stuff? And it's
that's the craziest thing that most people can't even acknowledge, like even the basic levels of like that we don't understand anything and at all.
Consciousness.
And what is consciousness? Where does that go? Where does the energy go? And then I find, especially like, because I've seen this happen so often.
Have you ever seen the inside of your butthole? No. How do you know that there's not another fucking world in there? Another dimension?
Seen that meme? Have you ever seen your fucking, I thought about this, right? Because I saw a meme where it's like, have you ever seen your neighbor get groceries? Okay. I've only seen, we live next door to my wife's dad and his wife, whatever, right? Like he lives right next door. I've seen him get groceries, but he's part of my reality, right? So yeah. I was like, it is so weird because I've never seen someone across the street.
How is this fuck still alive? I've never seen him get groceries before.
I know, it's weird. And it's just a weird thing.
Is a real thing, right?
A weird duality of like, what is actually going on? How connected are we really? And how many
people walk into their house and they fucking just go to charge on the wall and they're just sitting there just fucking like waiting for me to fucking and then just come out, hey, neighbor.
Yeah, I know. And that's there's a lot of people that are NPCs or whatever. I always the sheeple people. That's like, it is weird that so many people are so content with this. Yeah. Is so bizarre to me and being like, just vote harder or whatever they fucking believe. And it's crazy. And it's weird because like it's a good conversation to have. And I definitely maybe want to do something like this again with all of us. Maybe even get Aaron in there and do like a live stream and just dive.
Aaron will put us to sleep. Like, and the way that reality is, it's just very beautiful.
He's very soft spoken for an Irishman.
Calming voice.
He does
and
have
the leprechaun. And the leprechaun was
he's gonna love that.
The woods and showing me the gold, the little gold. Tom, you know about the gold in the horror movie? The gold?
Okay, I was gonna say, what is the gold all about? And Aaron will probably laugh at that shit. He is very soft spoken, and I'm like, have to like beef him up, man.
That's what I got whenever I watch you with him. I'm like, is this dude like?
It's the way he talks.
Let's go, dude. Like, wake up.
It's such, it's just so such part of him now. And the thing is, yeah. I've kind of a good balance.
The ASMR going on.
I joked about we both hate that shit too, so it's so funny. And it's a good balance because I'm very loud and bombastic, yeah. if that's the word I want to use. Yeah, and then he's kind of the good level, and then Billy's the skeptical fucking comedian. But what do you think the importance of gold to end this on? Obviously, because there's theories like Zachariah Sitchin believed that there was like, you know, the aliens needed gold for the atmosphere of their planet or whatever. But what do you think when it becomes to magic and alchemical practices of why gold is so important?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think maybe it could be various things. Some people believe that that gold is, you know, almost like sun energy or sunlight encapsulated, right? It's the mineral of the sun. It's obviously it's got some monetary value to it. So we've always been brought up with like, hey, gold is gold bars, you know, the price of gold, this and that. And they saw that back then too. And I think maybe the thing about alchemy, you got to understand that it was all about hacking the system. Alchemy is about hacking reality. And part of hacking reality is what? Infinite money glitch, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, you got infinite money glitch. But gold is also has a sort of we know that they use it in electrical components. So there's also like a spiritual aspect of it. We know that they would make entire coffins out of it in ancient Egyptian times. So maybe it's, again, I haven't looked at that part into it, but I know that that was their sole purpose.
The Jew magic, man. They're like, we're going to take all the gold and we're going to give you pretend money because we sacrificed children to Baal.
Yeah, there you go, dude. But yeah, I'll look into that. I've actually never thought about
it. We'll do this again. We'll have some fun with it. You can tell Aaron on a live how he's too quiet and we'll do some fun shit. Yeah, I guess we, for some people.
You went full retard, man.
Juan, shout out your shit, and then Billy. It's wait, oh, Bill. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You got like a news or something, a news segment, right?
No, he always does this.
It's time for Billy's Fun Fact of the Day.
He used to say that shit every episode when we were like together in the studio and screaming at the top of his lungs. And then we were finally like, we have to record this every episode. He had to do it.
I was getting so frustrated. I loved how your wife too. She'd be like, "Oh, they're almost done," because he's screaming.
Yeah. She would hear from me at like 11 o'clock at night, and he'd be screaming.
Okay, here, you want to hear something cool? Fuck you if you don't think this is cool. I thought it was cool. You know how everyone says if you're like intestines, like we're like laid out, it'd be like the course of what, like they say, like almost 2 football fields.
Yeah.
Is that not it? Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, that's a lot. Intestine, just your large and your small intestine laid out, it's almost 2 football fields.
That's a lot of shit.
If you fucking took all your veins, your capillaries, and your arteries,
wrap around the world 3 times,
and you laid them down, just in one human being, your veins, your capillaries, and your arteries, how long? Like, just take an honest guess. One human being, how long do you think that'd be?
I don't know, the size, from California to Florida.
300 miles.
Fuck you for overguessing. Oh, yeah, you're in miles. I got to get the miles now.
Oh, yeah.
It was 96,000 kilometers.
Whoa.
Which is pretty much like, that's about 60,000 miles.
That's crazy.
That's wild. 96,000 kilometers to miles for the American listeners. 59,000.
Holy shit.
That's a lot.
So it was 96,560. I think they actually equated it to.
Whoa, that's crazy. In one person's body. 1,000
fucking miles.
So weird. Isn't
that wild?
How are we not magical creatures? How is this not like we're put here and then everyone's like, I'm just going to fucking play on my iPad for my whole life. You know,
I'm going to fucking shoot up and do a whole bunch of coke. Like, what?
You're coming back here, man. Don't worry. You're going to reincarnate. I always believe that shit. I was like, you're doing that stuff to your life. You're coming back like tenfold.
I'm going to prolapse my asshole.
Yeah. I'm going to cut my dick off and then not be able to fucking pee properly for the rest of my life. Man,
there's some
hey, Tom, relax.
Well, I don't like the communist fucking transgender agenda.
Anyways, Charlie. Do your shout outs, boys.
All right, yeah, I want to shout out your shit. That was fun, man.
You can find TJOJP.com. You can find all my stuff on there. If you're watching on Twitch, go follow me on Twitch. I'm trying to get to 50 followers.
Fuck yeah,
I've been streaming stuff, so just to follow me on there. But yeah, TJOJP.com. You can get a copy of the Homunculus Owner's Manual on there.
And I'm gonna have to do that. The thing's pretty sick, actually.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, if I can, I don't know. Can I send you something? Yeah, I'll send you a bunch.
Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. You can send me shit, man, for sure. And at some point, for all the fans, I do have a PO box, so we probably. I had a fan a while ago ask me if they could send me some stuff, and I was like, I don't know, but I can use the PO box, and you won't know where I live, so it's fine.
Just give them my address. I don't care if they know where I live.
You're in the trailer park.
Yeah, send me that, dude.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Stuff,
please, thanks.
Yeah, so everybody out there, obviously, go support Juan's show. I'm sure there's a lot of fans that are like happy to hear you back on the show, because there was a lot of people that really did love Strange Juan's, and we're like, we had to. You got busy, I got busy, and kind of happened. But I want to keep kind of doing this thing. I'll jump on. Maybe me and Billy will jump on your show sometime and do something just weird and obscure. But
he
it's good
want
to
me on a show.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. But we'll have some fun with stuff. I did really enjoy this, but there's definitely topics that we can go down, because every kind of it's like a every road leads somewhere else. There's always these forks, and then it splits into five forks, and then you know, so everybody support the show. The best place to find us is obviously on Instagram. We're trying to do our X thing, so Strange Brewcast on X. Rumble, if you're watching on Rumble, hit that subscribe button. I really like supporting Rumble, and give us 5-star rating reviews, all that good shit, and there's a lot of stuff to come. Come into your palm and then cut your hand and then like lick it or something. Maybe a homunculus will come out.
100%.
I'll try it later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.